Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A Long Island teen has pleaded not guilty in the stabbing death of an Oceanside High School student in an after-school brawl on Monday.
WCBS's Sophia Hall was in court for today's arraignment. Sophia, what happened?
18-year-old Tyler Flack, who is a Nassau County Community College freshman, looked down the entire time he was arraigned at the Nassau County Courthouse. He pleaded not guilty and was held without bail. Authorities say he killed Cassine Morris during the brawl, and it was over a female student. Morris had just moved to Oceanside with his family, just started Oceanside High School. He is being remembered as a happy person who wanted to be a rock star. And I want to add, at the courthouse, there was a heavy, heavy police presence. The side doors were actually locked. No one could get in or out of those doors. Outside the courtroom itself, about a dozen officers, and behind Flack inside the courtroom, also about 12 officers standing shoulder to shoulder.
Sophia, the defendant, Tyler Flack, is being held in protective custody. Why is that?
His attorney says he's fearful for Flack's safety because he says Flack has been threatened on social media by the victim's family. The attorney says the family and their friends are part of the Bloods street gang. In court, when the attorney said this, you can hear the victim's family gasp in shock, and many shook their heads.
And Sophia, what did the family say when they left the courthouse?
The family, of course, is in mourning. I spoke to the victim's sister a few days ago, but today the family left. They held one another. They left very quietly, not talking to the media, not talking to one another. One woman left the courthouse with a sign that read, "Justice for Cassine," and many of the family members had tears in their eyes.
Sophia, thanks for the update. WCBS's Sophia Hall in Nassau County.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.